Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Have you ever wondered what happens to all of that unsold food, either in the, you know, the grocery store deli counter or the restaurants? Like, it's still good, but it's not, you know, no one's consuming it in the day. Well, of course, so much of that goes to waste, except if you're someone who has downloaded a particular app on your phone called Too Good To Go. They're trying to address this problem to allow businesses to sell some surplus food and to give consumers an opportunity to buy some of that food at a discounted price. To talk about how it works, we're joined by Sarah Sodaroff. She is the senior PR manager at Too Good To Go. She joins us today from New York City, even though mostly she's in Canada. Hello there.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
My sister saw a poster for your app in her local supermarket, and I thought, what an interesting personal finance story. Of course, it's a story about the environment and a story about efficiency and all those things, but on this program, it's about money. How much could a consumer save by buying something through the Too Good To Go app? What kind of a discount are we talking about?
Yeah, well, we love your sister for that. Thank you so much for sharing it, for having her share it. We do work with grocers all across Ontario, all across Canada, Metro, Longo's. We have specialty grocery stores. So really anyone can sell their food with us, and the consumer gets about a 1/3 discount off the original price. So if you're seeing in the app, grocery stores have actually great options because they might have a baked good category, then they might have prepared foods, they might have produce. Each of those, you're probably getting around $24 worth of food for about $6. So you'll see the original value in the app, and then you'll see a bolded amount, and that's what you pay. Everything is transacted through the app, so no money changes hands when you go to pick up your bag, but you're really getting a ton of value for that lower cost price. And it's just as you said, it's so that the store can recoup some of that lost revenue, but ultimately so that they're not also throwing out that food, which has harmful effects on the environment. And we're seeing grocery prices hugely increase for consumers. So this also helps them save money at home.
So I've downloaded the app. I've got it on my phone. I put in the region in which I'm interested, and then I get some offers that come up on my phone. Tell us what else a consumer would see and how it would work for them such that they can take advantage of this.
Yeah, super easy. All you do is go to the Google Play or Apple App Store. You download the app. It's called Too Good To Go. So if you start typing that in, it should show up. The only thing it'll ask you for is your location, because we are a location-based service. So you'll see, I like to put around like 30 kilometers in my radius, and then I can see everything that's available in my local area. I filter by just what's available. So there's a little button at the top. You can slide that over. So it says that you hide sold out. So you're only seeing what's available today. And then you're going to see a bunch of green dots. Those green dots represent the food that is available for you to purchase. When you click on a dot, it will bring up the store, it'll bring up the category, and you'll see the original amount, you'll see the amount you pay, and then a little description about that food. And typically what it'll say you're picking up a baked goods bag, it'll say this might be croissants or cookies or anything, bagels, anything that didn't sell throughout the course of business. But it can be even something like, after Valentine's Day, we had a bunch of partners who put on specialty bags of chocolates because by February 15th, they no longer could sell those at full price. So they had a ton of surplus. So you might see specialty items. Metro, like I was saying, is one of our great partners across the province. They have a cake bag every once in a while, which is really fun. So at their bakery, they are always doing cakes that maybe don't get sold. And so you could get a whole cake for, I think, $6.99. So it's awesome. And then you reserve
Happy birthday, Desiree. And then you just take a little knife and scrape that part off.
That's a really good point, though, because people are always asking, well, why is the food surplus? It might be for a reason like that. Maybe they spelled Desiree incorrectly, so they can't use it, but the food is still perfectly great to eat. And so it could be that. It could just be that it didn't get sold, but there are a lot of versions of imperfect food that you might get on the app too.
So you click, oh yeah, I want that. And then under cover of night, you go into a secret door in the back of the store and you utter a code word or something like that. I'm teasing. How do you pick up the food? Because this isn't something that a supermarket's going to want to make a really big deal about, especially if they're, you know, higher end. They take great pride in the quality of the products that they sell.
You know, they do though. So it's all the walking through the front door. You don't have to do anything. Great. You do get a code though. And so that's really helpful because the code that appears on your phone will be the same code the store gets. So they can verify that you are who you say you are. But stores love it because they hate waste. The first thing we ask any store when we enter into is, how much are you wasting? And they will reflect it back in a dollar amount. So we'll say, how much food are you wasting per week? And they'll tell us $500, $1,000 worth of food. They know because they put that investment in. They've also, in a lot of cases, put time investment, resource investment, not to mention just the, you know, kind of like actual products of the food. We work with a bunch of high-end restaurants and partners like Summerhill and Eataly, and they love it because it allows them to get rid of that food. They're lowering their emissions. And then also, people typically buy something more when they're in store. And that's kind of the hidden value for a lot of partners. On average, in the grocery sector, they spend an extra $18 in store. So for the store, and we're not taking any of that, that goes directly to the store. So for the store, you're getting new people in store, more foot traffic, and you're getting more purchases.
What have you learned about your ideal app user? Because I think I'd be someone who this would work for, because to me, the four best before dates are a recommendation. Whereas for other people, they're like, no, I'm not having anything. They would never buy day old anything. What have you learned about the person for whom this is a fit?
Honestly, it's a question I get asked the most, and it's a bad answer because it's really right for everyone. You just have to find the angle that works for you. So I typically do my grocery shopping on Sundays. I'll go to the produce stand at the end of my street. I'll pick up a Too Good To Go bag. Whatever I get in that bag that I didn't get that was on my list, then I'll go and buy full price. But I've already gotten a discount there. I'll tell you anecdotally, I was at a coffee shop this morning and I had my computer open. And so I had a little sticker, Too Good To Go sticker on it. And a mother came up to me with her two kids and she said, I love Too Good To Go. And I was like, you are a plant. I wish I could have planted you.
Right.
She said, how do you use it? And she said, bread has gotten so expensive. I make sandwiches every day for my kids. I make toast for them. So I'll buy a whole bunch of bread on the app, freeze it, and then I'll have it on hand. And when I defrost it, it's still perfectly fresh. My kids can't tell the difference and I am saving money. So there's tons of ways for everyone to access what makes the most sense for them.
One of the interesting things as I was logging onto the app is that it gives you the opportunity to set the days in which you want to be notified of deals, which is relevant to me because I know that on Tuesday nights, pickleball, I may have time to go to, you know, my local supermarket, but on Wednesdays, I'm on the air all the afternoon. I'm never going to have a chance, so that I'm not going to get alerted to deals that I can't take advantage of. Tell us a bit more about how that works and how that fits with people's lives.
Yeah, thank you for that. I play dodgeball on Tuesday nights, so I'm in a similar situation. And it really does work with your schedule. So, you know, even when you're traveling, you can make it work on, you put your location in when you're traveling, and you can pick up bags from anywhere that we operate in, any city we operate in. But the goal is really to reflect the unpredictability of food waste. So a store isn't going to know, oh, I have this exact amount every day, because if they did, then they just wouldn't make it and they wouldn't purchase it. So what we're allowing them to do is have that flexibility. They can upload food when they have it. They can put on different values when they have it. They can change the categories when they have it. And then as a user, you're also maybe not doing your shopping every day, or maybe you're not in the office every day. Maybe you're at home, so you're not going on the same pattern. So you don't need to see that same notification every day. You can pick it so it works with your schedule as well. I'm usually in the office Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So when I go into the office, I can pick up different bags than when I'm at home, but I don't want those notifications on a Tuesday because I can't get it. So I'm going to have to go 20 kilometers out of my way for no reason. So it really is user-friendly and store-friendly, what works for you.
We live in a world in which underutilized capacity is being utilized in ways that we never thought of before. So all the things, Airbnb, Uber, Too Good To Go, all these things, and they all have different business models. How do you make your money?
We are a for-profit business. So thank you for asking. We take a flat fee off of every transaction. It's $2. So what you see on the app, you'll see $6.99, for example. We take $2 regardless of the size of that bag or the cost of that bag. So if you have a bag for $9.99, we take two. If you have a bag for $6.99, we take two. The store takes everything else. So the user is only paying directly what they see in the app. There's not a siphoning off of that or an additional fee. It's pretty simple user situation, pretty simple monetary model. And our goal is to be profitable. We believe that businesses can both do good while also making money. And so we are growing and expanding quickly on that goal. And the more stores we have, the more we can help to save the planet. And the more users we have, the more that we can help to reduce that food waste.
I mentioned my researcher slash sister tipped me off to this, but this is an app that you can use in lots of different parts of the world. Where did it first start?
We are a Danish company. So we were founded in Copenhagen, Denmark.
Was that a pun? Was that a pun? Because people can get Danishes on Too Good To Go. Is that what just happened there?
No. And honestly, that I didn't even occur to me, but thank you for
You're
calling
welcome.
It.
You can use that.
We definitely.
We're a Danish company, but now we sell roast chicken as well.
There's a ton of Danishes on the app, I promise you. But yeah, so we expanded throughout Europe in the past 5 and 6 years. We came to Canada in 2021, and we are now also covering about 50% of the US. So in Canada, we are national, which is fantastic. We're in every city with a population over 100,000, but we are continuously expanding and then increasing that market penetration in the markets in which we operate.
How much work is it for a restaurant or a supermarket to get themselves, not to, I mean, sure, it's easy to download the app, but change their process and their way of thinking to say, wait a sec, let's not turf that. Let's put it on too good to go. How much of a cultural shift has that been for the sellers of the food?
I think it's a really interesting trajectory that we've seen grow. When we first started, I started before the app was launched in Canada, so I've been with it since day one. And when we first walked into stores, we would hear a lot of people who had kind of their guards up. There was a big barrier to entry because it didn't make sense. Then once you explain it, stores think, okay, what's the catch? And so the quickest way we get to that answer is just by saying there's no catch. And also, this is something that works really around the schedule that you have and the surplus that you have. So the stores usually typically end up saying, like, well, why didn't this exist before? And it's a great question. We're happy to be the first to bring it to Canada. But the goal is really to work in a system that helps them. The goal is not to create a new process. That's why we have the surprise bag functionality as well. We don't want them itemizing or taking photos or having to upload new content or hire somebody new or have a new system in place. They can work it on their phone. So it's really super, super easy system for them to implement. And the goal is to allow them to make actual money off of their surplus. I think we all want to do great work and we all want to help the environment, but if there isn't that push to also have some way for you to profit off of it, it's going to be a really difficult thing to implement. And now I'd say the biggest thing is really just being able to scale as fast as we get the requests for us to go into new markets. So as we see in markets like where your sister was in Markham, potentially we need more around that area. So we call on any food selling business to join us. You can go to toogoodtogo.com, really easy to sign up. And then you can just check it out. And if it doesn't work, there is no contract
right.
holding.
Stop doing that. You mentioned surprise bags. Just before we go here, what could be in a surprise bag?
So genuinely anything. I got a surprise bag. You'll see the category. So you're never going to get something like an avocado and a bagel. Right. But you'll pick the category that you get. Baked goods is our most populous category, as you can imagine, but that could encompass anything from baguettes to Danishes to muffins, anything that falls underneath what the store would sell. But we also have a ton of bags like produce bags, which are my favorite because you're getting lettuce and potatoes and fruits and vegetables all at a super discount. And I can do so much with that. Also, we have prepared food items. So if you think of any store that works with a delivery service, potentially they have canceled orders. Those can go on the app, or they have raw items that they didn't sell, maybe like a pizza dough that didn't get turned into a pizza. So might just sell the pizza dough as is. So it's genuinely anything. We work with convenience stores. We're launching with 7-Eleven across the country as well. And so it can be, you know, chips and chocolate bars and pop.
Pogo
and
sticks.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, honestly,
how do you ensure food safety? I would bet there are a lot of consumers out there like, you say that roast chicken came from today, but now how do I know?
Now, we do rely on our partners to have the highest level quality of control. It is not in their best interest to be selling anything that is past the point where it can be consumed or that it would make you sick. It really is in the best interest of everyone to have that quality control. We also rely on our consumers. We have a very vocal and two-way street of they can share with us anything that they got that didn't meet their standards. The food that goes into a Too Good To Go bag has to meet the same rigorous standards that it would have to meet if it were being sold for full price. So the same way that when you go and pick up a slice of pizza or a rotisserie chicken, you're not inspecting it, but you know that there has been systemic checks that have gone into that. The exact same thing happens with Too Good To Go bags. But if you do get anything that you're not happy with the quality, you can let us know and get a refund.
Fascinating. Sarah, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Sarah Sodaroff is with Too Good To Go. If you haven't checked out the app, play around with it. It's a bit of a paradigm shift in how you would do your weekly shop.